set, fight. It's time for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork. Your place for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. Let's go live to the court.
We welcome you back to Tecumseh, Nebraska, Johnson County Central High School, as we're getting set for the ECMC Conference Championship game featuring the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. If you weren't with us earlier this evening in the third-place consolation game, the Freeman Falcons took it in three over Auburn, 25-15, 25-23, and 25-20. So Freeman capturing third-place honors in the ECNC volleyball tournament. Up next, as we said, Elmwood Murdoch and Johnson County Central. Before we look at those starters, though, we want to once again invite you to join us for Pioneer Conference Volleyball this coming Saturday from Wymore. We'll have the third-place consolation game between Sacred Heart and Pawnee City at 2 o'clock with a pregame at 1:50. We'll follow that with the championship of the Pioneer Conference. Johnson Brock and Exeter Milligan Friend, that should start around 4 o'clock or shortly thereafter. Again, that's Pioneer Conference Tournament Volleyball this Saturday afternoon, and we'll have it for you right here on Sunny 101.3.
Just a reminder, you can hear tonight's game and all of our Sunny 101.3 and KCNC broadcasts on your phone by downloading our MSC radio app from your favorite app store.
We apologize if we're not getting over the top of the band music here. It's pretty loud inside the gym. The Johnson County Central Pep Band is here along with their usual cheering section. All the football boys wearing their football jerseys, and they do make some noise in this place when they get behind their... Everybody loves a winner, and these girls are 25-0. I want to remind you also that we will have football for you tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs will be hosting the Syracuse Rockets. Our pregame show tomorrow night at 6:40, kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Blaine Behrens will be joining me in the broadcast booth for that broadcast. It's just a busy week for high school sports here on Sunny. Tuesday night we had volleyball. Tonight we're on with a doubleheader. Tomorrow night football. Tomorrow afternoon a doubleheader. So a great week of high school sports for you here on Sunny 101.3. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for this championship match. First of all, for Johnson County Central, they are 25-0 on the season. They'll start Charlene Bobadilla. Bobadilla is a 5'7 senior middle blocker. Riley Wellensack is the center, and she is the spark plug that makes this engine run. She's 5'9 and a sophomore. Riley Wellensack has this, all of these weapons that she can use at the net, and she does a great job of getting the ball to them. Molly Weber, a 5'10 middle blocker, is a junior. Sophia Smith is a libero. She's just a sophomore at 5'8. Harley Lubin, a big part of the 1-2 punch here, 5'11 and a senior outside hitter. She had 7 kills in the first match of this tournament and 14 kills on Tuesday night. Reese Carter is a libero, a 5'7 sophomore. And Ashley Beathy, you'll hear us calling her name. She had 21 kills on Monday, 19 kills on Tuesday, and both of those only went 3 sets. So she's got 40 kills in 6 sets of volleyball so far in this tournament. Just an outstanding performance by Ashley Beathy. As we said, the Thunderbirds are 25-0 on the year. They are coached by head coach Kim Hedger. Now let's take a look at the Elmwood Murdoch Knights.
Okay, Randy, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights are coached by Nicole Justison. They'll be starting tonight. They are 18-8 on the season, and tonight they'll be starting Zoe Barrett. She is a libero and a senior. They'll also be starting Hannah Bonemeyer. She's a sophomore and an outside hitter. Brooklyn Manns is a senior, and she'll be starting right side hitter. Brooke Gowdy is a senior, and she'll be starting at outside hitter. Also a senior and a middle hitter is Annie Backemeyer. Aisley Hurdle is a sophomore at middle hitter, and Lucy Backemeyer is a sophomore and will be setting tonight.
One of the things we'll be watching for here tonight, and that is going to be when Johnson County Central can get a clean pass to Riley Wellensack, their center. Wellensack does a wonderful job of delivering the ball not only to Ashley Beathy and Harley Lubin, but Molly Weber stepped up, and she had 10 kills Tuesday night. She was also in double figures, and that's no easy task when you're playing in the shadow of Harley Lubin and Ashley Beattie, putting up, 21 and 30 kills or 40 kills between the two of them. But Molly Weber is a very viable threat, would probably be the leading kill expert on any other team in this tournament. He just happens to be playing on the same team with Harley Lubin and Ashley Beattie. So we're a couple of minutes away here from the introduction of starting lineups over our public address system. We're going to step aside, take a brief one-minute break this time, a one-minute timeout, right here on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital always cares about our health and our safety. That's why they want to remind us that they offer a secure, MedSafe drop box to discard unused or out-of-date medications. You'll find it just inside the emergency room entrance. Medications must be placed directly into the drop box by the person in possession of them and not handed to a hospital employee. Protect your family and protect our community. Dispose of medications safely. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Clemson, Nebraska. We're getting ready for JCC and Elmwood Murdoch. Albert and Dunn and Burns are partial sponsors of this broadcast, along with Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, and W7 Design Company, Nicole Witt of Fall City.
Well, to set the stage for you, it's a packed house here tonight at Johnson County Central. And a nice young man just bought us a couple of bags of popcorn. That'll be for the ride home. Anyway, it's a packed house. All the JCC fans up on their feet on the south side. They've got it completely filled up, clapping their hands. The football team is here wearing their jerseys, cheering on the girls. Of course, the Bet Band you can hear in the background playing the music. And when we do this introduction of starting lineups, it is quite a presentation. They kill the lights here in the gym. They bring out these red light bars that give kind of an eerie red glow to all the players out here as they introduce each of the starters. And it's something to behold as they get set up to do the introduction of starters here at Johnson County Central. Once again, we want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for this broadcast of Conference Volleyball is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. We'll take a two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Start your martial arts journey today. Telemartial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills for trial week and our Halloween party online at Hella Martial Arts, or call 402-380-3383. That's Hella Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
Back with you here at Johnson County Central. We find ourselves sitting in a darkened desert to illuminate the starters during the introduction here for this championship game. If you weren't with us earlier this evening in the third place consolation game, Freeman took it over Auburn in three, 25-15, 25-23, and 25-20. One of the things we don't talk enough about is our MSC radio app. If you haven't downloaded it yet to your phone, we encourage you to do that because you can hear tonight's game as well as all of our Sunny 101.3 and KTNC broadcasts right on your phone by downloading the MSC radio app from your favorite app store, just like our friend Matt Proffitt has done down in Louisville, Kentucky. Matt tuned in tonight for high school volleyball. He's turned into one of our most faithful listeners to all of our sports broadcasts. Matt, we're glad to have you aboard this evening. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast from here in Tecumseh.
Tonight our presenting sponsor for this game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner.
Well, as you can tell, the Johnson County Central players have just been introduced here, and the noise is deafening. They're turning the lights back on, so we'll be able to see what we're doing. ECNC Conference Tournament Championship Volleyball just about to get underway. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Lori Gatula alongside tonight. And Lori, before I forget, thank you for being here. We appreciate you helping.
You're very welcome.
This is a fast-paced sport, this volleyball, to keep up with, and we appreciate all the help we get here for the broadcast. We'll ask a favor of you. If you know somebody in the Johnson County Central area or the Elmwood-Murdoch area who might enjoy tonight's broadcast, we invite you to give them a call right now. Maybe a grandparent, an aunt, or an uncle, someone that might enjoy this broadcast. Let them know that they can hear it on Sunny 101.3 and online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KLZA-FM, and you can hear our games anywhere literally in the world. If you have internet service, you have Sunny 101.3. The more the merrier. We'd love to have you do that. Again, it's Bobadilla, Wellensack, Weber, Schmidt, Lubin, and Beefy, the starters for JCC, for Elmwood Murdoch, Zurich, Bornemeyer, Manns, Gowdy, Backemeyer, Hurdle, and Lucy Backemeyer is the setter. Serving will be Lubin, Harley Lubin, to serve for Johnson County Central. Here's the opening serve, a service error. It's long outside the back line, and the point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. It is going to be deafening in here. Extremely loud crowd noise. This is reminiscent of state tournament when we got the fans right behind us.
Yes, it is.
Here's a serve by Lucy Backemeyer, and it is a service error. So we open with back-to-back service errors, and we're even at one apiece. Zoe Zira, the libero, checks in. She'll come in to replace Annie Backemeyer now for Elmwood Murdoch. Serving is Molly Weber for Johnson County Central. Weber's service to the back row. The set put up by Brandt. Tipped across and the kill. Getting the kill is Brooke Gowdy. And the point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. 2-1. Knights up now here in the first set. Serving for the Knights is Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy. Beefy picks it up in the back row. The set to Beefy. Her first attempt on the kill. Dug out in the back row. Great job there defensively. There's the ball tipped across. We're going to have a net violation. And the point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. Knights up here early. 3-1. Coach Kim Hedger up off the bench. Shouting instructions. Talking here to Charlotte Bobadilla on the front line. The service from Brooke Gowdy to the back row. Picked up by Lubin. Lubin gets it forward to Wellensack. The set to Beefy. Beefy finds the left rear corner. And she does that a lot. There's the first kill of the night. With that kill, Beefy now has 41 kills in the tournament. And we're just starting the third match. Serving, I believe, is that. Trying to pick up that number in a minute for Johnson County Central.
I believe that's Wellensack.
Okay. Welichek on the service. Welichek with the set. There's a double touch on the part of Johnson County. Point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. So Elmwood Murdoch off to a good start here against the 25-0 Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. They lead it 4-2. Serving is Zoe Zirat. Zirat, Welichek sets the beat. He has Welichek tried to tip it across. The ball went out on this side of the net. Point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. 5-2. Nice lead it. Zoe Zirat to serve. The libero is a senior. Back row, Lubin waits in the center. Right beside her, Sophia Smith, the libero. There's the pass forward. Comes to Riley Welichek. Welichek with the set. Couldn't get it down in the attack. Back row, Lubin digs it out. Passes forward to Welichek. Set to Meese. Meese tipped it over the little dink, and there it was. She pulls that right arm back. Looks like she's just going to clobber it, and then she reaches up with the left hand and tips it over. She'll do that to you all night long. Her second kill of the night. 42 kills on the tournament. Serving now is Beefy, Ashley Beefy. That's a tough serve to handle out of the back row. The set to the far side. The attack by Annie Backemeyer. The other direction. Lubin on the attack. That's a touch. Lubin with the kill. Harley Lubin.
Those cut shots down the net are really hard to defend because they go right down the line of the net, parallel.
5-4. Elmwood Murdoch up by one. Ashley Beefy at the service line for Johnson County Central. Beefy comes forward with it. Here's the serve. Wait a minute. A rotation issue. Out of rotation are the Knights, and the point goes to Johnson County Central. That'll make a coach pull your hair out. These kids this far into the season, that just should not be happening. Coach shaking her head as she comes over to the referee to talk about it. Beefy will be the serving. And Coach Nicole Justison having a lengthy conversation with the referee about that rotation issue. Out of rotation. Here's Beefy serve to the back row. Mishandled. They have to chase it down. It'll be a free ball coming across. In the back row, digging it out. They put it forward to Lubin. Lubin with the kill. Harley Lubin. About 10 years ago, when she was a little girl, Harley Lubin sat down at my broadcast table and put on a headset, and we had a ball in that broadcasting basketball for Johnson County Central, and now here's Lubin on the air doing the job. Sweet little girl. She was about 8 years old, sat right next to me all night. Here's a set. Right side on the attack. The ball put up by Brooklyn Mann. Saved in the back row. There's Lubin again on the attack. Couldn't get it. There's a set to the right side in the kill by Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer got the kill off the touch into the back corner, and we're even at six apiece. Yep, Harley Lubin was my little buddy 10 years ago right on the broadcast. All right, Brooklyn Mann serving now for Elmwood Murdoch. Mann's picked up in the back row by Smith the libero. They set Lubin. Lubin with a kill. Harley Lubin is on fire. Watched her mother and her aunt, the Sherman twins, play a lot of high school sports. Back in the old days of KAUB-FM in Auburn, we covered the Sherman twins. Pretty darn good athletes themselves.
Very good athletes.
Serving for Johnson County, Sophia Smith, the libero. Smith gets it over to the back. They'll try to set it to the far side of Annie Backemeyer with the attack. Doesn't go. There's Molly Weber with a big swing. Weber couldn't get it down. Attack the other direction, dinking it over to Annie Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer got it down. We're even at seven. This could be a dogfight here all night long. I wouldn't be surprised to see this thing go five sets. JCC's only lost three sets all year, two of them to Freeman and one to Thayer Central in 25 matches. Here's the set again to Lubin on the right side, and Lubin puts it down. Harley Lubin has got it in a groove. She's over here on the left side, and she's working just inside the antenna. Substitute in now. Grayson Haynes checks in. Haynes in replacing Hannah Bornemeyer for Elmwood Murdoch. 8-7, Johnson County Central, up by one. There's the serve. They set it to the far side to set the book. Gowdy, attack error into the net. Point Johnson County Central.
Reese Carter is up for serving again. Just scored a point. This is Reese Carter.
Reese Carter, thank you. Reese Carter, the defensive specialist, serving. Here's the set from Backemeyer. Backemeyer gets a good set to Annie Backemeyer. Lucy to Annie. And is out on the far side, just wide of the mark on the left. Annie had a good swing on that one, just could not get it down in the corner. 10-7, Johnson County's biggest lead, up by three. In the back row, Zoe Zirat. Zirat sets it across to Gowdy. Gowdy puts it over the net, a free ball. Now coming up, as it all, joust at the net, and the ball will drop on Johnson County's side. Great effort there by Elmwood Murdoch's Annie Backemeyer, the senior. Backemeyer was up there doing battle, and the Johnson County girls just kind of all looked at one another, and the ball dropped between them. Serving is Annie Backemeyer. The noise is deafening in the Johnson County Central Gym. Beatty receives the serve. They'll set it again, and oh, trying to put that one across. An attack error that time by Harley Lubin. 10-9. Elmwood Murdoch fighting back into this. Johnson County was up by three a moment ago. At the service line, Annie Backemeyer into the net. Service error. I've always wondered how bad that must feel to have to run up and join your teammates after you hit the ball into the net. They all pick her up, give her the back slap, and said, you'll get it next time. Now serving Harley Lubin for JCC. The center, Backemeyer, they tipped it over across. Here's a set for Molly Weber, and Weber got it into the corner. Just about the time you're worried about Harley Lubin and Ashley Beattie, that's when Molly Weber steps up. We've got a timeout taken. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're in business locally, you already know what it takes to succeed. Hard work and some timely help. At Frontier Bank, we're a local business too, offering businesses like yours the financial tools you need to succeed. Helping you grow is what we're all about. Stop by and talk to our commercial specialist or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got a barn burner going here at Johnson County Central, and the barn is full. A packed house here at JCC. 12-9, Johnson County Central leading Elmwood Murdoch, set number one, ECNC Conference Tournament Championship. Harley Lubin to serve. Puts it to the back row, right corner. They'll put a middle set there to Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy puts a free ball across. The set to Ashley Beathy. Got it down. Beathy with the kill. That'll be her third kill of the night. When Beathy comes to the front row, you can expect a spurt of points by Johnson County Central. And that's where she is right now. Lubin to serve. Puts it to the back row. The center is Lucy Backemeyer. Backemeyer sets it across to Hurdle. Hurdle puts the ball. Here's Beathy again on the swing. Puts it off the defender in the back corner. On the attack, saved nicely in the back by Sophia Smith, the libero. There's Beathy trying to put it down. She's got the kill.
For Beathy, that was a set that was pretty far away from the net, but she just hammered it down into the across-court shot.
Yeah, not the prettiest set in the world, but she knows what to do with it and still got it to drop. All right, Lubin serving into the back row. The set at the net in the corner. The ball is deep across. Molly Weber with the pass. Here it comes to Beathy again. Beathy looking for the corner and got it. Beathy just picks out her spots and finds it in the corner. 15-9, Johnson County Central up by six. 15-9, JCC leads it. There's the pass into the corner from the back row set. Picked up in the back. Again, they'll set Beathy on the right side. And this time up there is Ainsley Hurdle. And Hurdle got up and batted that one down. All right, serving will be Elwood Murdoch, the Knights to service. Hurdle on the serve. Here comes the set to Beathy on the near side. Beathy with a swinging error. The attack error put the ball into the net. 15-11 our score. Johnson County Central up by four. Serving for Elmwood Murdoch is Lucy Backemeyer. Backemeyer on the serve. Into the back row. Picked up by Sophia Smith. She couldn't handle it. An ace serve by Lucy Backemeyer makes it 15-12. Elmwood Burdock back within three now. The noise is deafening inside the gymnasium here at Johnson County Central High School. 15-12, JCC up by three. Serving is Lucy Backemeyer. Smith passes it forward to set to Beatty. Beatty couldn't get that one down. Picked up by Zirat in the back row. And the set on the attack is Gowdy. Beatty on the attack the other direction. Zirat dig it out in the back again. Gowdy with the swing. And Gowdy got it down. Still has the kill. Brooke Gowdy with the kill for Elwood Murdoch. 15-13. Timeout taken by Johnson County Central. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
This is Sunny 101.3.
15-13, Johnson County Central up by two here in set number one of the ECNC Conference Championship. Elmwood Murdoch hanging in there with the 25-0 JCC Thunderbirds. Serving for EM is Lucy Backemeyer. Riley Wolosek tried to dink one across, and we're going to have a net violation. On the Knights, point goes to Johnson County Central. Boy, Coach Tim Hedger, this is as animated as I've seen him. He is fired up for this one. Out here on the edge of the floor, picking up the popcorn. 16-13. Molly Weber to serve for JCC. Mishandled in the back row. They're going to have to chase after it. A free ball comes across. Lubin passes forward to Wolosek. Wolosek takes it over for the point. You can't leave Riley Wolosek over there with nobody at the net. She looked out of the corner of her eye and saw an opening and just flipped it over the net. That's what Nebraska does so well. 17-13. Bergen Riley does that all the time. Riley Wolosek's been watching Riley. There's a set on the right side and an attack error by Ashley Hurdle. Hurdle, a sophomore middle hitter with an attack error into the net. Biggest lead of the match now for Johnson County Central, 18-13. Molly Weber continues to serve for the T-Birds. Here's Molly Weber. The jump serve goes to the rear corner, just long over the back line of service error. Point goes Elwood Murdoch. My name is Randy Gatula calling the play-by-play. Lori Gatula alongside tonight. The noise is deafening in the gymnasium here. We hope that you're hearing us over the top of it. A service error for Elwood Murdoch. The ball goes into the net for Brooke Gowdy. Point Johnson County. 19-14. Johnson County up by five for the T-Birds. Angel Buchanan into the lineup now. Buchanan checks in as an outside hitter. 5'6 sophomore onto the floor. The set goes across. Free ball tipped up into the air. They'll put Beatty on the near side with the set. Beatty got blocked back. They'll set Beatty again for a second swing. It's blocked. Again, they'll set Beatty. No, Wolosek tries to tip it across in the back row. The flip comes to Beatty. Again, it's blocked. The three blocks in a row of Ashley Beatty. Great job there defensively by Ashley Hurdle. Hurdle got the block, and that was an impressive defensive play on the part of Elmwood Murdoch. It's something to block Beatty once, but to block her three times in the rally. Zoe Zirat to serve. Service error. Too long. You got to think the adrenaline is flowing for these girls here. That service error was 6 feet outside the back line. Zoe Zirat. All right, Ashley Beatty to serve at the service line. Her team up 20-15 here in set number one. Beatty with that low trajectory, high velocity serve. There's an attack error into the net by Hannah Bornemeyer. And then Hannah had the ball come right back to her when she hit it. That's two hits. Point goes Johnson County Central. 21-15. T-Birds up by six with Ashley Beatty serving. Set number one. Here's Beatty's service. Goes to the center back row. They'll set it across. The set at the middle, partially blocked, chipped up. They'll come over to the right side to Lubin. Lubin tried to get it down in the right corner, couldn't. And Lubin with the block at the net. On the attack was Backemeyer. Three ball comes across. Willensek sets Lubin. Lubin to the corner. Dug out in the back. Again to the left side. There's a big swing. Again, Willensek tries the little dink. This time they dug it out. They'll get a free ball back. And it's going to be out.
And the game is one of my own.
Montana, Bornemeyer
on both of those swings, Randy,
hit
midfield for Elwood Murdoch.
22-15, Bornemeyer had a couple of big attacks. Timeout's going to be taken. Elwood Murdoch will step aside for a 30-second break.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
County Central cheerleaders have got the football boys fired up over here. They are making some noise here in support of Johnson County Central. Back to live action. Ashley Beathy serving. 22-15. JCC 3 points away from taking set number one. Beathy gets permission to proceed. Here's her serve. Goes to the back row, the center. Sets to the left side, and a long kill. Swing, an attack error by Annie Backemeyer was long on the back line. Backemeyer couldn't get it down. And again, Ashley Beathy serving, now up 23-15. Beathy with the serve to the back. They'll put it to Zirat. Zirat sets to the near side on the attack. Brooklyn Manns with the kill. Brooklyn Manns got it to go, her first kill of the match. 23-16, JCC, 2 points away from taking set number one. Riley Gordon now serving for Elmwood Murdoch. Pass to Willensek. Willensek sets it to the right side. Big swing over there. Buchanan couldn't get it down. Lubin passes to Willensek. Back to Lubin for the kill. And blocked right back at Lubin. I'm impressed with the job Elmwood Murdoch's Lucy Backemeyer is doing. Lucy got up. She blocked. I believe she was the one that was blocking Beathy earlier.
I believe she was.
And now blocked Lubin. All right. Serving is Riley Gordon. Beathy passes forward to Willensek. Back to out of the back row. And Beathy caught him sleeping. A back row set. Beathy got the kill. That's six for her. And it is set point, Johnson County. 24-17. Johnson County Central with set point here, up 24-17. Sophia Smith to serve. Service error goes into the net. And the point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. 24-18 your score. Coming in to serve is Grayson Haynes. Haynes in to replace Hannah Bornemeyer. Grayson Haynes serving. In the back row, Lubin, Beathy, and Smith. Wait, Beathy receives the serve. Sets Molly Weber. Weber with the kill and the set. 25-18, Johnson County Central takes set number one on Molly Weber's kill on the right side of the net. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes with set number two. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesger Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small-town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
Hey, Thunderbirds. Winter's on the way. Are you ready? Chief Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Chief Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
Sunny 101.3.
This live coverage of ECNC Volleyball is brought to you in part by Heller Martial Arts, Nemaha County Hospital, Tri-State Truck and Tractor, and Auburn Insurance.
Also, Albert and Dunn Burns, Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, W7 Design Company, Nicole Witt in Fall City, as well as Metzger Construction, Western National Bank, Chief Drug in Tecumseh, and the Keeping Room Boutique in Nebraska City. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy live coverage of volleyball here on Sunny 101.3. All right, Johnson County Central takes set number 125-18. The Knights will serve to start the second set at the service line. Lucy Backemeyer, the sophomore setter. Back line, Lubin, Beefy, along with Smith, waiting back there to receive. Backemeyer looks to the official, waiting for permission to proceed, receives it, and here we go, underway in set number two. Back row, Smith passes forward, Wellensack set to Beefy. Beefy, they dug it out in the back row, the set across the way to Gowdy. Gowdy with a nice attack, the ball tipped away, Weber got it to Beefy. Beefy with the swing, just outside the back line. Beefy with only six kills in that first set. Keep in mind, she's been getting around 10% out here. Not per match, per set.
Mm-hmm.
1-0. Elmwood Murdoch up by one. Substitute in. Hannah Bornemeyer in replacing Grayson Haynes. Coach Nicole Justison up here directing traffic. There's a serve from Backemeyer. Received by Lubin. Wellensack sets Beefy. Beefy. They dug it out in the back row. They're doing a good job of defending Beefy. Lubin dug it out in the back. Again, they set Beefy. Beefy puts it into the middle, tried to find the donut hole. They dug it out. Here's a swing by Annie Backemeyer. Picked up in the back row by Schmidt. As Beefy does a little dink that time, tried to finesse it and get it over, and they dug it out. A free ball comes back. This time they set Molly Weber. Weber puts it down the right line. Molly Weber came through when Johnson County Central needed it. Just dropped it over the net, just inside the antenna. On the right side, kind of a little slide move.
It was a slide move, yeah. And then a dink over the net.
Yeah, right. Molly Weber to serve for Johnson County Central. Goes to the back row. The set from Backemeyer. Puts it to the right side to Gowdy. Dug out underneath. There's Beefy going to the far side again. Picked up by Gowdy. Near side, down the net. And they got it over the kill by Brooklyn Manns.
That was a cut shot that rode the net.
2-1 now. Elwood Murdoch with the lead. They had an early lead in set number one also. I believe they went up 3-2 there momentarily. They lead it here 2-1. Serving will be Brooke Gowdy. Outside hitter. She's a senior. Gowdy Doug picked up by Lubin. Set to Beasley. Blocked. They blocked Beasley again. Wellenschek pushes deep into the back line. Across the court, back row set. Goes to Annie Backemeyer. Set to Beasley. Beasley to the right side. They couldn't handle that one. She put it off of Hannah Bornemeyer and up into the pep band. It went clear into the percussion section, which is in the back row of the band. That's the kind of mustard that Beasley puts on that volleyball. You don't handle it, it ends up on the south wall. Serving will be Riley Wellenschek. Wellenschek goes to the back row with the serve. Wellenschek digs one out. Lubin couldn't get to it. The ball gets away into the stands in the right corner. And the point will go to Elmwood Murdoch. 3-2, Elmwood Murdoch up by one here in set number two. JCC leads 1-0 in this ECNC Conference Championship for the tournament. Zoe Zirat to serve. Zirat served, well and set with the set to Beasley. And Beasley, no doubt about that one. She put that on the floor right in front of Brooke Gowdy. They may have to call maintenance to see if there's any damage to the floor. Lori, check for a crater back there. The way that one went down, I'm telling you. Beasley just hammered that one to the floor. Now Beasley back to serve. We're tied at 3 apiece. Beasley serve. Zirat picks it up in the back row. The setter, Hurdle, puts it to the left side. On the swing, the attack with Bornemeyer. There's Lubin. Lubin got it down off the touch. Harley Lubin is doing some damage over here on this left edge. She's got 5 kills on the night. Beasley has 8 so far tonight. Right now, a Brooklyn man's the most kills for anybody for Elmwood Murdoch with 2. Beasley to serve. 4-3, JCC up by 1. Goes to the back row. The set from Backemeyer. Tried to tip it over. Now out of the back row, Beasley puts it across. They will set it on the near side to Manns. Manns with the swing. Nice job in the back corner by Wellenschek. Oh, and a mishandled ball by Angel Buchanan. Buchanan just mishandled one that came to her pretty gently. She just couldn't get it back over the net trying to deliver a free ball.
I think there was a spin on it, though, Randy, and it just kind of spun through her fingers.
A lot of backswing. 4-4 here, serving. Riley Gordon. Beasley receives. Serve to Lubin. Lubin put it down, and a point. Well, Lubin got it down anyway, but there was a net violation also.
Yeah, she was lethal on those cross-court shots.
Yeah, really tough to shot. 5-4, JCC up by 1. Serving, Sophia Smith. Smith to serve at the service line. Smith goes back row left with the serve. Players colliding here. Free ball comes across. Nice job by Smith. Get it forward to Wellenschek. There's Molly Weber. Weber put it across. Couldn't get it to fall. On the left side of set. On the attack over there is Grayson Haynes. Again it comes. This time into the middle goes the set. And down with the kill is Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer, the middle hitter. That was another one of those. Hit it on the way up. Don't wait for it to come down. A quick set to Annie Backemeyer. Found the right rear corner back there. Lubin couldn't get to it. All tied at 5. Serving is Grayson Haynes. Service error into the net. Haven't had as many service errors as we saw here Tuesday night, but no service error is good, but they seem like they always come at the crucial times here. Reese Carter in now serving. Thank you. That helps. Reese Carter serving for Johnson County. Here's the pass. Comes forward to Backemeyer. The set blocked back nicely. Weber got the block, I believe. Molly Weber. Molly Weber's quite a track athlete. She's a 5'10 junior. I've watched her at the track meets, and she does it all. Molly Weber, just an all-around. If somebody recruited her, they would put athlete behind her name. They would recruit her as an athlete. Here's a pass comes forward to Backemeyer. The set to the far side. On the attack is Gowdy. Dug out. Set for Lubin. Lubin got it blocked, and there with the block was Annie Backemeyer. I am impressed with the job that Elmwood Murdoch is doing at the net, blocking Harley Lubin and Ashley Beasley. Molly Weber snuck a couple in on them when they weren't looking for them, but they are doing a great job defensively. 7-6, Backemeyer serving. Harley Lubin not able to handle it. It gets away out of bounds. Point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. That really helps. Serving now for Elmwood Murdoch is Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer to serve. Beathy, Lubin, and Schmidt in the back row to receive. Beathy receives the serve to Wellensack, to Lubin. Lubin got that one over the net. They were there to block it. I think she put a little bit of a side spin on that. Oh, no, they're going to say it dropped on this side. Wow. I thought she got it down. Point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. 8-7. Knights up by one. Still serving is Annie Backemeyer. Beefy gets it in the back row. Molly Weber. Oh, they tried to put a free ball over. Weber was under it, calling for it. Beefy came in from behind. The two girls collided. Looked like Weber had called for that one. Beefy came in to try and reach over and get it. They collided, and the point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. 9-7. The Knights up by two now. Still serving is Annie Backemeyer for Elmwood Murdoch. Lubin passes forward to Wellensack, to Molly Weber. Weber put it over the net. Molly Weber stepping up. Well, Elmwood Murdoch has had a lot of success here in blocking Beathy and Lubin. So Molly Weber steps up and says, I'll take that ball. 9-8, Elmwood Murdoch up by one. Harley Lubin serving for Johnson County to the right rear corner. They'll set it to the near side with the swing, Annie Backemeyer. Set to Beathy. Beathy tries to go to the corner, not able to get it down. Again, they'll set across to Gowdy. Gowdy's attack won't go. It's just at the net, won by Asley Hurdle. Hurdle was up there against a couple of them and got it to drop. Back into the game now comes Brooklyn Mann. She checks in for Riley Gordon. Lucy Backemeyer back to serve for Elmwood Murdoch. Very helpful. Backemeyer to the back row. Forward to Wellensack, set for Beathy. Beathy couldn't get it down. They're doing a great job of defending Beathy. There's a swing and a kill by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy with the kill on the attack from the left side. 11-8. Elmwood Murdoch leading Johnson County Central up by three here in set number two. Serving is Lucy Backemeyer. Wellensack with the set to Beathy. Beathy got that one off the block out of bounds, got the kill.
That was a good tool shot. She now has 9 kills in the match.
Molly Weber in to serve now at the service line from the right rear corner here for Johnson County Central. Oh, just cleared the tape, got it over. There's a set and a free ball comes across. Riley Wellensack with a set to Beathy. Beathy kind of backed off on that one a little bit. Ball is up in the rafters. Big collision in the back. Free ball comes. Wellensack will set Beathy again. And Beathy this time got it down inside the right corner. She's in double digits. 10 kills on the night for Beathy. Ashley Beathy, I believe someone told me she is headed to Midland at Fremont next year. That was the conversation here at the scorer's table Tuesday night. That's not official. That's just your site.
I was going to say.
Well, it came from a pretty reliable source. There's a ball that got away into the corner. They got it to drop. The point goes to Johnson County Central. Evens us up at 11 apiece. Molly Weber serving for Johnson County Central. There's Weber's. Delivers to the back corner. Free ball goes across. Overpass. And the ball with a kill is Ashley Hurdle. Hurdle put it right in the face of Reese Carter back here in the corner. And Hurdle got the kill. 12-11. Elmwood Murdoch up by one once again here in the second set. JCC leads one set to none. They won the first one 25-18. Sampson, James Sampson serving. There's Wellensack to Beathy. Beathy down the left corner, got it down. It's just a matter of time until Ashley Beathy finds her groove here. We've watched this before. I have to give a tip of the hat to Elmwood Murdoch. They're doing a great job defending her as well as Lubin. All right, back to serve, Johnson County Central. Wellensack on the serve. There's a little dink comes across, picked up nicely by Smith, set for Beathy. Beathy, they dug it out. They're doing a great job back there. On the left side, an attack by Grayson Haynes. Beathy again tries to tip it across. They put it back to her, an overpass. Now they'll set it all the way across on the far side. Picked up in the back row by Lubin. Beathy will have to hit it from the back row and just deliver it across as a free ball. On the near side, there's a big swing by Backemeyer. And into the net, the attack error by Grayson Haynes. net violation on Johnson County Central. Jason Haynes hit that one right into the net, but a net violation. Lots of confusion here on subs.
I'm not sure if it was a net violation or a carry on the pass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
13-12. Elwood Murdoch up by one. I'm having fun watching Nicole Justice and directing traffic here. All right, there's Beefy from the back row all the way across. They get it back again. Willersek with the set for Beefy. Beefy big swing off the top of the block, dug out in the back row. They'll put it across to Grayson Haynes. Haynes with the attack. Willersek again to Beefy. Beefy down to the left side. They dug it out again, and they'll get a free ball out of it. Lubin forward to Willersek. Willersek sets it to the right side this time on the swing there. That was Buchanan, and the ball dropped. Point goes to Johnson County Central.
Grayson Haynes really hustled after that ball when it went out of bounds. That was a good play.
13-all, we're tied in set number two. This is a real shootout we've got tonight at Johnson County Central. JCC 25-0 coming into this one. They've only lost three sets all season in 25 matches. Won the first one 25-18. Beefy to serve. The set to the near side. On the attack is Brooklyn Manns, but it's out on the left side, wide of the mark, and the point goes to Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds up by one, 14-13, with Ashley Beefy serving. Beefy to serve. Taking her time here. The official's given her permission. Now she comes forward. Drops it into the left corner. The set from Backemeyer to the near side and the kill for Brooklyn Manns. Brooklyn Manns hit that off the block and got it to drop just inside on the left. And it's all tied at 14-all. Riley Gordon now serving for Elwood Murdoch. Gordon to serve. In the back row, Smith passes forward. Willersek, Beefy from the back row off the block. Got the touch and the kill. You wonder why they don't set Beefy more out of that back row. Because she's so effective coming out of there. That one was off the top of the block and then went against the wall on the east end here. Sophia Smith serving now for Johnson County Central. 15-14. JCC up by one. They lead one set to none. Barely got it over the net. Set to the left side. On the attack is Backemeyer. Now the set to Lubin. Lubin got it down just inside the line. Harley Lubin is so effective at taking the ball inside the pin and getting it off to the left. Time out on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Lori Gatula alongside tonight on the broadcast. Dylan Henrich's down there at the end of the table with his laptop playing Clark Kent. He's writing the story up for you. You'll be able to read all about this on the MSC website. Johnson County Central to serve here, leading 16-14. Sophia Smith with the service to the back row. Set goes to the left side to Annie Backemeyer. She got the kill. Backemeyer found that donut hole in the middle of the Johnson County Central formation here. Nobody in the center and dropped it right in front of him. Elwood Murdoch giving him a battle. 16-15. Set number two. Back to serve. Is Jalen Bornemeyer, I believe, maybe Fisher. There's a set to Lubin, and Lubin with the kill.
Bornemeyer.
Harley Lubin threaded the needle that time. They got the, Willersek got the perfect set to her. That's what you need to do. You give Harley Lubin that set at that position, she'll fire an arrow, put the dart right in the middle. Back serving.
Reese Carter.
Okay, Carter on the service. The set to the near side. They set it to Backemeyer. Nice save in the back row by Beefy. Set to Lubin. Lubin with the big swing. And up in the back row. Now the attack from the other side. Blocked by Weber. Blocked by Weber again. And it dropped on the JCC side. Molly Weber was up there doing battle with Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer got it to drop on the second attempt. 17-16, Johnson County Central by one. Set number two, JCC up. Annie Backemeyer on the serve. Back row, Lubin picked it up. Back row set to Beefy. Beefy looks for the back corner. Oh, my.
Oh, I thought that was
it. Oh, my. Even the scorekeepers here at the score table are looking at me. All right. Well, they ruled it as out. Annie Backemeyer to serve. Beefy digs it out in the back row. Set to Lubin. Lubin tries to drop it in between them. There's a set from Backemeyer to the left side. The big kill by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy got the kill. That was interesting.
That was interesting.
Timeout taken. Johnson County Central. We'll step aside for a 30-second break.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Ball City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Ball City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back here to Johnson County Central High School.
This live coverage of ECNC Volleyball is brought to you in part by Heller Martial Arts, Nemaha County Hospital, Tri-State Truck and Tractor, and Auburn Insurance. It's also presented by Halbert Dunn and Burns, Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, and W7 Design Company, Nicole Witt in Fall City.
Well, we've got a battle going here. Elwood Murdoch up by one, 18-17 here in set number two, serving as Annie Backemeyer. Beefy receives in the back row, set to Lubin. They blocked it. Molly Weber sets Lubin again. Lubin tries to put it across the net in the back row. Here comes Wolinsek with the set. Out of the back row is Beefy, and an attack error into the net. Point goes to the Knights. 19-17, Elwood Murdoch with the two-point lead as we get late here in the second set. Annie Backemeyer to serve. Backemeyer with the service to the back row. Beefy receives the serve forward to Wolinsek. Set to Lubin. Lubin to the corner. Picked up nicely. Great job underneath by Smith. Trying for the block. There's the kill by Asley Hurdle. Hurdle with the kill. She found an opening on the left side. And the first 1-20 is Elmer Murdoch. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, our broadcast point here at Johnson County Central is right above the Elmwood Murdoch Knights bench, and we were looking in on their huddle. Annie Backemeyer to serve. This is a fired-up group of Knights here. They are feeling good about themselves right now, up 20-17. Here's Backemeyer served in the back row. Smith forward to Wolinsek. Molly Weber with the tip. Couldn't get it. They attack the other direction and the kill to Annie Backemeyer. The momentum has swung the direction of Elwood Murdoch. The Knights are trailing one set to none here. They dropped the first set 25-18. Here leading 21-17. Serving Annie Backemeyer. Into the back row, Smith. Forward. Wolinsek trying to just tip one over and got it. A double touch on Wolinsek. Point goes to Elwood Murdoch. Mulishek tried to tip it over. They called a double touch. 22-17. Elmwood Murdoch leading set number two. Serving Hannah Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer. Mulishek sets Lubin. Lubin very casually puts that one across. And a attack error over on the left side by Brooke Gowdy. Point goes Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds need to string together some points here. Down by four. 22-18. Serving is Harley Lubin. Lubin goes to the back row. Picked up by Zirat. Across court to set. In the back row. And Zirat gets the kill. Wow. 23-18. Johnson County Central in danger of losing only their fourth set of the season. In 25 matches, they have only dropped three sets. Lucy Backemeyer serving. They pass it forward and trying to put it over. A free ball is going to come back. Point goes to Johnson County Central. Credit Riley Wellensek with getting that ball over and surprising the Elmwood Murdoch Knights with that one. 23-19. Four-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch with Molly Weber to serve. Weber goes deep into the back corner. After it is Zirat. Zirat sets it up. They get the ball across. Set comes to Beefy in with the kill. Ashley Beefy did that one with authority. That was one of those patented rockets. Comes raining down on you and there's nothing you can do. But it's 23-20. Johnson County in a bit of trouble here. Molly Weber serving. Weber on the service. Zirat receives a serve. They set to the middle, out of the back row. Big attack by Backemeyer. Beefy will put it back across with a free ball. Again, this into the middle. The kill is going to be by Hurdle. Hurdle gets the point. Ashley Hurdle, 24-20. Set point, Elmwood Murdoch. KCC leads 1-0. Elmwood Murdoch has set 24-20. Serving is James Sampson to the back row. Beefy receives it. Mullinsek to Beefy. Beefy got it across, but dug out on the left side. A free ball dropped. And the set goes to Elmer Burdock. Grayson Haynes with the kill. 25-20 will be your score. Elmer Burdock takes set number two. We're going to take a one-minute break this time. Just step aside for 1 minute and be back with the third exciting set.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Falls City.
Start your martial arts journey today. Telemartial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Falls City, 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
For you again tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3.
We'll have football, Auburn Bulldog football here on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow evening as the Bulldogs host the Syracuse Rockets. Pre-game at 6:40, kickoff at 7 o'clock p.m. right here on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night.
Blaine Behrens will join me for that broadcast. And then don't forget Saturday afternoon, we'll be making the trek to Wymore for the Pioneer Conference third place and championship. Sacred Heart will face Pawnee City at 2 o'clock. The pregame at 1:50. That'll be live from Wymore. That'll be followed by the championship match between Johnson Brock and Exeter Milligan Friends, scheduled to start around 4 o'clock or sometime thereafter. Both of those games live right here on your station for Southeast Nebraska's high school sports coverage, Sunny 101.3. First two sets here so far. KCC took set number one, 25-18. Elmwood Murdoch, set number two, 25-20. And we move to the third set. That was only the fourth set Johnson County has lost in 25 matches. They lost two of them to Freeman. They lost one to Thayer Central. And now drop the set here to Elmwood Murdoch. It'll be interesting to see how Coach Tim Hedger and his girls respond to losing a set here in the conference tournament championship. Johnson County Central will have the first serve to start set number three with Harley Lubin to serve. Here's Lubin's serve into the back row. The set comes from Lucy Backemeyer. Puts it across to Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy with the kill. Brooke Gowdy opens with a big, strong attack from the left side on the swing. Johnson County girls just could not handle it. Serving will be Lucy Backemeyer. Backemeyer to serve it. Dug out underneath by Smith. There's Molly Weber with the swing. Weber couldn't get it down. Maybe Weber's going to have to step up here. In the back row, Lubin set to Beethy. Beethy with the kill in the corner. If they can get it going to Ashley Beethy, the tide will change in a hurry. Charlin Bobadilla into the lineup now. Bobadilla, 5'7", senior, middle blocker at the net. Serving Molly Weber. Oh, and Weber with a service error into the net. And that's the last thing you need when you're reeling a little bit from losing a set here. 2-1, James Sampson. Her name must really be James, huh? James Sampson to serve. And that one is, oh!
It was in.
On the back line, James Sampson snuck one in on the Thunderbirds. They thought that was going to be out, and she just dropped it. There were players all around, and they let it fall. Sampson's second serve, received by Lubin. Pass to Willensek. Set to Beasy. Beasy put it down the left line and got it to fall. 3-2, Johnson County Central back within one. Thunderbirds will be serving.
Back he now has 14 kills on the match.
Riley Willensek back to serve. 14, you said? Wow.
Yes.
Riley Willensek with the serve to the back row. The set by Backemeyer to the near side. The attack by Hurdle. Couldn't get it. Set for Beethy. Beethy with the attack. It won't go. Overpass him there to knock it down. Who got that?
That's
a pickup from Buchanan.
Yeah, number, 11.
Yeah, Buchanan.
Angel Buchanan.
We haven't called her name a lot, but that was an overpass, and she reacted perfectly and put it down. Back to serve now, Riley Wellensack. They will set it across on the far side. The set goes to Grayson Haynes. Blocked back at her. They'll try and set out of the back row this time to Gowdy. Now Wellensack set for Beethy. Beethy, too much gunpowder. Way out of bounds on the back line. Beefy took a big swing at that one, and it was a good 5 or 6 feet outside the line.
It was also a good 5 or 6 feet away from the net. Not her usual set.
Not a real good set. 4-3, Elmwood Murdoch leading here in set number three. They took set number two a moment ago. Lubin receives the serve. Beefy with the set and the swing. They're going to have to chase it down. Beefy will get the kill. You know, I know I'm oversimplifying things. It's easy to set here on the sideline, but doesn't it look like if they just set Beethy over here on the side, things are going to be all right? You wonder why they would do anything else once in a while.
Yeah, but Elmwood Murdoch is doing a good job of blocking her, too.
That they are. Beethy to serve now. We're even at four apiece. Beethy just barely clears the net. That's a tough serve to receive. And that one is going to be in on the back line. Again, Johnson County Central, Grayson Haynes gets the kill. JCC got caught looking and let that one drop. Riley Gordon now to serve for Elmwood Murdoch. 5-4, Elmwood Murdoch up by one in set number three. Smith digs it out, set to Lubin. Lubin tries to come down the left side. A cross court set to Haynes. Haynes couldn't get it to fall. Again, they set Beethy out of the back row. Beethy puts it to the back line, couldn't get it. Blocked at the net on the attack there by Backemeyer. Here's Lubin, blocked at the net off one of the girls' heads. A free ball comes across. Wellensek back to Beethy, set to Lubin. Lubin to the back row. It's dug out of the back row by Zirin. Off the left side on the attack. his teams couldn't get it down. Set to Lubin. Lubin, it's going to be wide of the mark. The bounce point goes to Elwood Murdoch. A long rally that time, eventually won by Elwood Murdoch. And the Knights are up by 2-6-4 over Johnson County Central here in set number 3. Serving is Riley Gordon to the back row. Smith passes forward to Wellensek. Bobadilla with the attack, couldn't get it. Into the back row, Beatty chases it down. Bobadilla with the set to the near side. Lubin is too long on the back line. Lubin could not get it inside the back corner. Coach Tim Hedger is up, having a conversation with Lubin. They're talking it over. Who we got serving here?
Riley Gordon
serving. Gordon, Lubin, receives. Pass to Wellensek. Right side, Buchanan. Buchanan couldn't get it to drop. Set to the left side. On the attack is Backemeyer. Lubin again is blocked. This time it's going to be off the touch. Lubin will get the kill. That's 9 kills for Lubin in this match. Molly Weber back onto the floor now, replacing Bobadilla. Bobadilla leaves. Bia Smith in to serve for Johnson County Central. Smith to serve. She's been dropping him in that right rear corner where she served here throughout the evening. This time comes left rear. A cross-court pass from Haynes. There's the attack. Doesn't go. Wellensek to Weber. And Weber got the kill. There's Molly Weber stepping up. Weber with 5 kills on the night.
Most of those in the middle are short sets, too.
Yeah.
Looks like Rebecca Ellick out there.
Well, Molly Weber just showing that athleticism I talked about earlier on that one. Smith into serve. Sophia Smith, she's just a sophomore. She's a libero. 7-6. Elwood Murdoch up by 1. Smith from the back row. Service error into the net. Point Elwood Murdoch. Knights are up 8-6. Coach Nicole Justison getting down to work here, taking off the sweater. That's equivalent to when the football coach takes off the jacket. We're going to work now. Hannah Bornemeyer is in to serve. Bornemeyer, a sophomore outside hitter. She will serve it away here for Elwood Murdoch. The Knights up 8-6 in set number 3. Received by Lubin. Fast forward, set to Beathy out of the back row. Well, they're doing a great job of digging those swings by Beathy. Back row again, Smith. Wellensek sets Lubin. Lubin got blocked, and the point goes to Elwood Murdoch. On the block was Annie Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer got that one. She and Lucy.
I think it was both of them, Lucy and Annie.
Lucy was there with her.
Yep.
9-6, 3-point lead, serving Hannah Bornemeyer. Set to Weber. Weber with the kill. Now, that was sweet. Buchanan did the setting that time. Gave it to Weber. The ball was coming up, and Weber met it as it was coming up off the center's hands well before Elwood Murdoch was ready for it. 9-7. The lead is 2 now for Elwood Murdoch with Reach Carter serving for Johnson County Central. Tough one to handle. They'll get a free ball back from Zirat. They'll set to the near side. Lubin with a tough swing, and that time Harley Lubin put it right into the teeth of the defenders over here. Hey, that one had too much pepper on it. Couldn't do anything about it.
She had backed off a little bit power-wise on some of those hits that didn't really go very well.
9-8 now. It's a 1-point lead for Elwood Murdoch. Serving is Reese Carter. Here's an attack blocked back nicely by Lubin. I'm going to say she was in the net. Yep. Net violation. Point goes to Elwood Murdoch. Lubin went up there and blocked Annie Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer to serve now. 10-8. Elwood Murdoch up by 2 in set number 3. We're tied at 1 set apiece. There's Molly Weber off the top of the block. Saved in the back row. The little dink. Wellensek sets Weber. Weber with an attack error into the net. Molly Weber, it was a back set coming to Weber just inside the right side antenna. Weber couldn't get it over the top of the net. Attack error, 11-8, 3-point lead. Annie Backemeyer serving for Elwood Murdoch. Backemeyer serve. Smith passes forward, well in set. Set comes across to Lubin. Lubin couldn't get it down on the attack. Gowdy into the net. Attack error, point Johnson County Central.
That's unusual for her, too. I'm impressed by her power. She's really not very tall, but man, can she swing.
Yep. 11-9. The lead is 2. Elwood Murdoch. Harley Lubin to serve. Zirat puts it forward. Couldn't handle it. Ace serve for Harley Lubin. That's her first ace of the night. She's got 10 kills. Beatty with 15 kills so far tonight. And we're back to a one-point lead here for Elwood Murdoch, 11-10. Lubin serving. Set goes across and blocked back nicely by Molly Weber and by Beatty. A free ball. There's Molly Weber on a swing and a kill. Molly Weber is stepping up now. Look of determination on her face as she put it right at two blockers. Somehow got it to drop off the front of them. And we're tied at 11 apiece. Serving is Harley Lubin. Lubin to the back corner. Tough to handle. Zirat passes it forward to Gowdy. Gowdy got it over. Lubin passes forward. Beatty will have to put a free ball across. They're going to set Gowdy. No, they're set on the near side. Blocked away by Beatty. The attack there was by Asley Hurdle.
Aisley,
okay. Timeout's going to be taken. We're going to keep it live here this time and just discuss where we're at. The first set went to Johnson County Central, 25-18. Elwood Murdoch rallied and came back and took set number 2, 25-20. And as we mentioned, only the fourth set, Johnson County Central has dropped in 25 matches. Here in set number 3, JCC has come from behind to take the lead at 12-11. And, Roy, I think a lot of what's going to happen here is going to depend maybe on what Molly Weber is able to do. The big guns, Ashley Beefy, Harley Lubin, they're getting their kills. Ashley has 15, Harley has 10. But they've really done a good job defensively blocking the attacks from those girls. And about the time they start concentrating on them, that's when Molly Weber steps up and flips in a couple of quick 7 kills. And Molly's been pretty important in this comeback. I'll call it a comeback here in this third set so far.
Yes, she has been.
Tomorrow night, high school football here on Sunny. Syracuse Rockets undefeated. They're going into Auburn to take on the Auburn Bulldogs. Syracuse 7-0. Auburn at 4-3. Lost their first 4. They've won 3 in a row since. That'll be fun. We're back to live action here. Having trouble handling it. It'll be an ace serve for Johnson County Central's Harley Lubin. 13-11. You can kind of feel the momentum switching here a little bit. Harley Lubin has just put JCC up by 2 in set number 3. Here's Lubin's serve to the back row. The setter, Buchanan, and a big swing and a kill on the far side by Hurdle. Hurdle got it to drop.
That was a powerful swing as well by Hurdle.
Serving now for Elwood Murdoch, Lucy Backemeyer. Lucy is in. Picked up. Oh. Three ball comes across out of bounds. Mishandled in the back row there by Sophia Smith, the libero. Smith tried to receive the serve. It went off of her and went out of bounds over the net. So Lucy Backemeyer serving again. We're even at 13 all. Backemeyer serves. Service error into the net. I mentioned we hadn't seen a lot of those, and now we're seeing more of them. 14-13. JCC up by 1. Molly Weber to serve for the Thunderbirds. Here's Weber, the jump serve. Just got it over the net and dropped it for an ace. That's one of those that hits the tape, sits there on top of the net for a moment, and then this momentum just carries it over enough to drop it in front of the defenders. An ace serve for Molly Weber when they needed it a lot. 15-13, JCC up by 2. Weber, that one is going to be long, just out on the back line. Probably was thinking about the fact that the last one hit the net, so she put it a little higher. James Sampson comes in to serve now for Elwood Murdoch. JCC up by 1. Bobadilla in the lineup now, also for Johnson County. They'll set Bobadilla with a swing, and she got it. Bobadilla put it in the right corner. Charlotte Bobadilla, just 5'7", and a senior, middle blocker, got the set, put it into the right corner deep, and Johnson County up by 2. Riley Wolosek serving for the Thunderbirds, 16-14. Dropped it right in front of the back row. There's a little tip, comes across, picked up by Schmid. Beatty with the swing, got it down to the right corner. Nothing Zoe Zirat could do about that one. That was another one of those supercharged, I call them low trajectory, high velocity, found its way to the floor. Serving, Riley Wolinczak. Wolinczak from the back row with the service. Picked up. They'll set it to the near side. A free ball comes across. Wolinczak will set. Beefy, put it right in the face of Lucy McElmeyer. Lucy said, what was that? Caught her right on the chin. Could not react to it. 18-14, and suddenly Johnson County Central has the momentum switch. Substitute into the ballgame. Brooke Gowdy is going to come in. Gowdy's in replacing James Sampson. Serving for Johnson County Central is Riley Wolinczak. At least that's what my partner says.
Yep.
There's a swing across the top. We're going to have a net violation. They stepped across the line on Elwin Murdoch, and the momentum is swinging toward Johnson County. Thunderbirds up by four, 18-14. Riley Wolinczak continues to serve for Johnson County Central. Oh, service error into the net. We're starting to see more of those maybe as the pressure mounts here. Having fun watching Coach Nicole Justison here pacing up and down the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe Zirrett into serve now for the Knights. Into the back row. Lubin receives it. Set for Beefy. Beefy. Oh, that one would have been out, I think. But they're going to get it. Beefy comes back with a free ball that gives it across to Elwin Murdoch. Here's a set in the middle. Nice job putting it across. Well received by Wolinczak. The swing over there and a cut and a kill. And that's going to be by, who got that one?
Harley Lubin. Yeah. Off the fingers of the blocker. Went out of bounds.
I wasn't sure if that was Lubin or maybe Angel Buchanan that time over there on that side. Lubin was over here. Might have been Buchanan
might
on that
been.
Kill, I believe. All right, Beefy to serve. JCC first one to 20. It's 20 to 15. Beefy with a low trajectory serve. There's the attack. Way out. Too strong. The attack error by Brooklyn Mann. Point Johnson County. Thunderbird fans are getting fired up. Time taken by the Knights, so we'll take a 30-second break this time.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers know you need more than seed and feed to grow your business. It takes dedication, insight, and a willingness to work hard. And it takes Frontier Bank. From real estate loans to expand your operation, equipment financing to boost your output, livestock, and operating loans. Frontier Bank has the people to help. Stop by or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Sunny 101.3.
Gatula and Dylan Hendricks back with you here at Johnson County Central High School. We're even at two sets apiece in this ECNC Championship Tournament. Championship match. Johnson County leading set three here, 21-15. Coming out of the timeout, they'll have Ashley Beefy at the service line. Beefy gets permission to proceed, and she'll come forward with the jump serve. Beefy serve goes to the center back line. Zirrett passes it forward. Big swing is in, and the kill to Annie Backemeyer. Annie was just trying desperately to get the ball over the net. She ended up dropping it into the back corner for the kill. It's like Riley Gordon serving now for Elwood Murdoch. Beefy receives it, set to Lubin. Oh, Lubin with an attack error. She tried to finesse the ball over the net and didn't get enough on it and put it right into the tape, and it dropped on her side. Point goes to Elwood Murdoch. Riley Gordon serving. 21-17. Knights up. There's Wolinczak set to Lubin. Lubin looking for the back corner.
Oh!
Point goes to Elwood Murdoch. Now the Knights are on a roll here. We're going to have a timeout taken by Johnson County Central. We're going to keep it live here. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer tonight back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We like to call it the MSC Sports Network headquarters. They're running six stations out of the network there now. Our group of stations, including six broadcast signals, all originating from the southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas area. A big week of sports tomorrow night. We'll have high school football. Really looking forward to that one. The Auburn Bulldogs opened the season 0-4. Then they got into district play, and they have won 3 in a row since. They are now 4-3 on the year. Syracuse, meanwhile, they're flying high. They are 7-0. We've seen them already this week when they played Fall City. That's a very good football team over Syracuse. So we're looking forward to that matchup. Auburn is always tough to beat at home. We'll see how that goes. Tomorrow night, 6:40 pregame, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Riley Gordon in to serve it here for the Knights, 21-18. Lubin receives the serve. They set it back to Lubin, and Lubin tried to put it off to the right side, dug out nicely. There's an attack that doesn't go, an attack error by Grayson Haynes. So Haynes had to dig that one out first and then get herself set up for the swing. Couldn't do it, and the point goes to JCC. Johnson County, 3 points away here in set number 3. They lead it 22-18. Bobadilla to serve. There's Bobadilla's serve. Dropped it short right in front of the back row. Set to the left side. Bobadilla with the up. Ball not able to get it. It falls on the Johnson County central side. And it'll be 22-19. I'm sorry. Johnson County central lead now cut to 3. Here in set number 3, serving Hannah Bornemeyer just over the net. Lubin did a good job of getting it up. There's Molly Weber with a kill. Just about the time I forget about Molly Weber, they forget about Molly Weber, and she does that.
Yeah.
I love to see that young lady, the big, bright smile that she has every time she does that. This is a kid that isn't just scoring points. She's enjoying scoring the points. 23-19, JCC, up now by 4. There's the serve. And a attack error on the far side by Brooke Gowdy.
I would say that was a service error.
Johnson County Central. And the Thunderbirds have got set point coming up. 24-19, set point. Here's the serve into the back row. They set it across. The swing in the middle on the attack. And the kill by Annie Backemeyer. We take that down a little. Are you okay?
Yep.
All right. Annie Backemeyer got the kill. Knight's still alive. This is the second set point of the set. 24-20, serving Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer service to the back row. Picked up nicely by Lubin. Set to Weber. Weber couldn't get that one down. Across court, there's a set and a kill. Putting that one down was Hurdle got that one at the front row. She's just a sophomore middle hitter. Annie Backemeyer to serve, 24-21. Elman Murdoch still alive. This is the third set point for Johnson County. Backemeyer serve. Beefy receives in the back row. They set it into the back. It's down. He got it. With the kill is Harley Lubin, and Johnson County's central takes set number 3, 25-21. We'll take a 1-minute break here, a 1-minute timeout between sets. I'll be back with set number 4. You're enjoying high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
Sunny 101.3.
Enjoy our live coverage of high school volleyball here on Sunny 101.3. Say thanks to these folks.
Metzger Construction, Western National Bank, Chief Drug in Tecumseh, and the Keeping Room Boutique in Nebraska City.
Also, Heller Marshall Arts, as well as Nemaha County Hospital, Tri-State Truck and Tractor, Auburn Insurance, Auburn and Dunn & Burns, Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, and W7 Design, Nicole Witt in Fall City. And don't forget our presenting sponsor.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Meade Lumber Company. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner.
And without the support of those sponsors we just listed, these broadcasts would not be possible. So be sure to say thank you if you enjoy this live coverage. Well, Johnson County Central took the first set 25-18. They dropped set number two to Elmwood Murdoch 25-20. They got behind early in the third set, came battling back and took set three 25-21. And right now, the Elmwood Murdoch girls have to be thinking, we've accomplished something that only two other teams have done all season. We took a set from this bunch, and they got a lot of confidence. They're pretty loose out here and having fun. So
yes, they are, and they're playing a good match, too.
We move into set number four, what could be the deciding set, or possibly just the precursor to an exciting race to 15 for set number five. Let's see what happens. The official out here getting all the ducks in a row, or in this case, Thunderbirds. Everybody lined up out here, make sure they're in the right rotation. Looks like Elmwood Murdoch will be serving to start set number four. Lucy Backemeyer, the sophomore center, back to serve. Beethy, Lubin, and Smith in the back row waiting to receive the service. Here it comes. And Smith. Oh, Smith put it into the air, and nobody went to help her. Ace serve for Lucy Backemeyer. That's the way we started the third set. Lucy Backemeyer with an ace serve. What you looking for?
My JCC.
There's a serve. The set comes to Beethy. Beethy across court. Couldn't get it to drop. Gowdy with an attack. Beethy dug it out. Set to Molly Weber. Weber put it over. It won't go down. Again, they go to Gowdy with the set. Back row. Smith picks it up. Here's a set for Beethy. Beethy puts a free ball over to the back row. The center again to Gowdy across. Gowdy underhands it. Just barely gets it over. Wolicek to Molly Weber. Weber to the corner. Got it down. There's Molly Weber. Nine kills for Molly Weber. And again, that patented smile. She loves to put the ball down because she gets a big smile when it happens. Molly Weber back to serve for Johnson County. We're even at one apiece here in set number four. Johnson County up two sets to one. ECNC Tournament Championship. Molly Weber's serve goes to the back row. It's picked up. The set to the right side to Gowdy. Gowdy couldn't get it down. Dug out nicely for Beethy. Beethy went to the back corner and got it to fall. Beethy put it down and gets the kill. 2-1, Johnson County Central up by one. Johnson County Central up by one. Kurt, do we have an issue there? Are you with me, buddy? Okay, thank you. All right, here's a swing on the left side into the back row, picked up. Set comes to Beethy. Beethy into the middle, tried to find the donut hole, couldn't get it down. Across court to Gowdy. Gowdy with a big swing. Rubin in the back row, picked it up. Looks like Beethy will put a free ball across. Into the back row, they'll set it across to Gowdy. Again, the little chip in the middle, that was Hurdle. Hurdle couldn't get it down. Set for Beethy. Beethy off the top of the block. Free ball comes across. Picked up nicely. Molly Weber with a big save on the right side. In the back row, Lubin passes forward to Wolicek. Wolicek will set to Beethy. Beethy has to put a free ball across. They'll put to Gowdy on the left side for the set. Gowdy for the attempted kill. Bobadilla sets it over to Beethy. Beethy to the back corner, right side. Sampson in the back row set. With the swing is Backemeyer. Again, they set to Beethy. Beethy couldn't get it down. A long rally here. Gowdy on the left side. Gowdy trips it across and got the kill. Gowdy, Rick Gowdy with the kill. And we're even at two apiece. That last rally is indicative of the kind of match we've got going here tonight. Wow.
Yes, it was. And Gowdy had a fist hit for that kill.
Boy, for lack of a better word, wow. James Sampson to serve here. We're even at two apiece. Back row, Smith receives it. They set Bobadilla. Bobadilla with a kill. That caught everybody napping. Wolicek, you thought she was coming to Beethy. Little back set to Bobadilla. Bobadilla's only 5'7", but she gets up above the net. Got that one to drop. Nice move there. Charlotte Bobadilla, 5'7", senior middle blocker. 3-2, Johnson County. Up in set number 4, they lead 2-1. From the back row, Wellensack with the serve. They set across to the left side. Beasley couldn't handle it, and the kill for Hannah Bornemeyer. Hannah Bornemeyer gets the kill on the far side. Serving will be Zoe Zirrett. Zirrett, the libero, a senior. Zirrett comes forward into the back row. Lubin receives. Pass forward to Wellensack. Set goes to Beasley, and Beasley caught her that one. Hannah Bornemeyer did not have a chance on that ball coming off the hands of Beasley. 4-3, Johnson County Central in a hard-fought battle tonight with Elmwood Murdoch. Ashley Beasley serving for the Thunderbirds. Her dad stands in the corner a few feet away watching. Beasley comes forward. There's the serve to the back row. They pass it forward to the center. Set to the left side, and the kill by Annie Bornemeyer. Annie just inside the antenna on the left side of the net, hit it across into the lower back right corner. Now serving for Elmwood Murdoch is Riley Gordon, a senior defensive specialist. Gordon serves. Beefy receives the serve, passes forward, set to Lubin. Lubin not able to get that one down like she was earlier tonight. There's a attack error for Elmwood Murdoch's Hannah Bornemeyer. Point goes Johnson County Central. Molly Weber back onto the floor, replacing Sophia Smith, the libero. Bobadilla serving now for Johnson County Central. Charlene Bobadilla with the serve to the back row. Looks like they're going to send it across the way to Annie Backemeyer with the swing. Beefy with a nice save. Now a free ball is going to be put across by Lubin. What a good effort by Lubin. There's another attempted kill. Beefy's got it up. Lubin will put another free ball across. Johnson County Central defending these well. There's the pass forward from Wellensack. Weber sets Lubin. Lubin to the back corner. Got it down on the line. Got it on the line. Well, big hit there. 6-4, Johnson County Central. Lubin with the kill. She's got 12 now. Serving Bobadilla. Bobadilla's service to the back, the rear corner. They decide to play it. Set to the near side. That one's way long and out of here. Attack error by Hannah Bornemeyer. Went way deep into the left corner, about 3 feet out. Point Johnson County. Bobadilla continues to serve. 7-4, JCC leading. Set number 4. Bobadilla just drops it in the back corner with the serve. The set to the left side. A big kill there by Annie Backemeyer. Annie's on over there right now. She's doing well. Annie Backemeyer with 9 kills tonight now for the Knights. Substitute in, Grayson Haynes checks in. Haynes in replacing Hannah Bornemeyer to serve. Grayson Haynes, a junior, outside hitter. Here's her serve. Way long, service error, Point Johnson County. And the Thunderbirds go up now 8-5. Into the lineup for Johnson County comes Reese Carter. Carter in to serve for the Thunderbirds. Reese Carter, I think she replaced Buchanan. There's Carter's serve, drops it down short in the back row. Across court to Gowdy, picked up by Beefy in the back. Wellensack set to Lubin with a big swing, and Lubin got her down. Had two blockers in front of her. Lubin just hit the ball so hard that regardless of the fact that was two blockers there, she just took them both on, and the point goes to Johnson County. There's the serve to the back row. Let's see if they can get a set. They'll have to put a free ball over. Picked up. They set to the right side to Lubin. Lubin got the kill. Wellensack was apologizing for that set. She looked at Harley and said, "I'm sorry, that wasn't pretty at all." Lubin says, "That's okay, we'll take it." Timeout taken on the floor. Elmwood Murdoch, 10-5. Johnson County Central up by 5 in set number 4. We're back in a half a minute. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, it's a full house here at Johnson County Central in Tecumseh, and I tell you, these fans are being treated to some great volleyball. Full house across the way, a big contingent of fans for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights seated behind us. They're not enjoying it quite as much right now, but it's great volleyball, great high school competition. Here's the serve, the set to Gowdy. Gowdy picked up by Lubin. Joust at the net, put across nicely there by Wellensek. Wellensek and Weber block it, comes back down on Elmwood Murdoch's side. A big swing comes down, picked up at the back row by Smith. Across court pass, free ball, put across by Lubin. Into the corner, left side. Delson Gowdy on the left side. Picked up by Beathy in the back row. Across court, back row set to Beathy. Beathy on the swing, can't get it down. Again, they're looking for Gowdy on the far side, and the ball drops. Point, Johnson County Central. Fast-paced volleyball. These are two very good volleyball teams. You wonder how Elmwood Murdoch got here. Well, they played well. Reese Carter, they played well to beat Freeman. Reese Carter in to serve now for GCC. Here's Carter's serve. Successful to the back row. Set to the middle. Huge swing and kill by Annie Backemeyer. Annie found a spot in the back corner. GCC couldn't get to it. Back into the lineup comes Hurdle. Annie Backemeyer will be in serving. 11-6. The lead is back down to 5 now for JCC here in the fourth set. JCC up 2-1. There's an ace serve by Annie Backemeyer. Smid could not handle that one. Sophia Smid, that came in like a rocket ship at her. Annie Backemeyer serving. Coach Nicole Justison up shouting instructions. They're having a lot of fun here. They're smiling a lot. There's the back row picked up. Beathy sets it over. Oh, and not able to get there was Lubin. She tried a left-handed fist instead of taking the typical swing at it.
It was too close to the net for her to take that swing, though. She
11-8 now. The lead is down to 3. A moment ago, they were up by 6. Annie Backemeyer serving. She served 3 points in a row. Beathy receives it. And again, an 8 serve for Backemeyer. Beathy not able to get the pass up to Wellensack, the center. And Elmwood Murdoch battling their way back into this thing, down by 2 now, 11-9. They were down 11-5. They've got 4 back-to-back points. Annie Backemeyer on the service. Beefy passes forward to Wellensack, set to Lubin. Lubin with a kill. Again, 2 blockers there, and Lubin just powered through it. Lubin is deceptive. You think she's not taking the big swing, and then the ball somehow just springs off that fist and catches the blockers by surprise. There's Harley Lubin on the serve into the back row. They're going to set Gowdy on the far side. Gowdy. Smith couldn't handle it. Point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. Gowdy with the kill. Back onto the floor comes Brooklyn Manns into the lineup. Manns checking back in. Serving will be Lucy Backemeyer, the sophomore. It's 12-10. Johnson County up by 2. Lucy Backemeyer on the service line. Here's a serve to the back row. Lubin receives it. Forward to Wellensack. Wellensack set to Beathy. Beathy brought it down the left line and dropped it in there. Beathy, there it is, the magic number. 20 kills tonight. She had 21 kills Monday night, 19 kills on Tuesday night, and 20 tonight. Young lady has 60 kills in 3 matches. Here's Molly Weber's serve across to Gowdy. No, they sent it instead to Brooklyn Manns, and Manns gets the kill. Just a little dink over the net over inside the antenna on the left side. Substitute James Sampson comes in now, replacing Brooke Gowdy. Sampson in to serve. 13-11. Johnson County up by 2. Manns serve. Oh, nice job in the back row to pick that one up. Free ball comes across the net. Blocked by Beathy. No, they're going to say she's a 10. A lift tipped, I think, is what the official term is. What happened there is Hurdle had the ball behind her. Oftentimes, if the ball is behind you and you have to reach back behind your head to get a hold of it, you're going to probably get called for the lift. That's what happened. Serving for Johnson County Central.
It's Riley Wolinczak.
Yes, Wolinczak. Into the net. Service error. Riley. But it probably just as soon I not identify her there. Zoe Zirit will serve now. It's a two-point lead again for Johnson County. 14-12. Zirit picked up in the back row. And a double touch in the net. Oh, no, into the net. Net violation. And the point goes to Elman Murdoch. Lead is down to one. Zirit continues to serve. She's the senior libero. Zoe Zirit. I like those initials, ZZ. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
There's Beefy with the attack. Couldn't get it down. Now the attack into the middle and the kill put down by Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer got it to four. Zoe Zirit will continue to serve. She has tied the match up at 14-all in set number four. JCC up two sets to one. Back row received by Beefy. Beefy will have to put a free ball across the net. Zirit receives in the back. Sets it across. Swing. Doesn't go. Battle at the net. And won by Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer went up, I think. Bobadilla was over there. So was Buchanan. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor by Elwood Murdoch, but we're going to keep it here live. Our producer-engineer tonight is Kurt Gilman back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Lori Gatula helping out tonight alongside on the color. Much appreciated, I might add. Tomorrow night, high school football, Syracuse at Auburn, 6:43 game. 7 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. More volleyball, Pioneer Conference. We'll have Sacred Heart at Pawnee City at 2 o'clock for the third place. Johnson Brock and Exeter Milligan Friend around 4 o'clock for the championship of the Pioneer Conference. That'll be going on live from Wymore Southern High School. Yours truly will be on hand to call the play-by-play for that one. Sure hope those don't go five sets apiece. That could be a long afternoon.
The exciting volleyball thing. Yeah, long day.
We got a dandy here. Elman Murdoch has taken the lead here in this fourth set, up 15-14. They're trailing two sets to one. They took that second set from Johnson County, only the fourth set that the T-Birds have lost this year. And right now, they have the advantage, 15-14. Zoe Zirit to serve. They put it, the set comes to Beefy. Beefy. Boy, they're doing a great job of digging those out on Beefy. She's got 20 kills, but it seems like she ought to have more.
Yeah.
Beefy with the kill to the swing to the back corner. Can't get it. Near side. Picked up in the back row. Lubin. Pass forward. Bobadilla. Bobadilla couldn't handle it. He was tipped back across the net by Brooklyn Manns. And that puts Elwood Murdoch up by two. 16-14. And the Johnson County crowd kind of on the quiet side across the way right now. Not liking what they see. That'll get them up and cheer. Zoe Zirit with a service error into the net. The entire boys football team is over here in their jerseys. And they are having a rowdy time, I'll tell you. High school sports at its best. Ashley Beefy serving for Johnson County Central. 16-15. Down by one. To the back row. The set. The swing. Oh, a free ball's going to come across. Smith passes it to the right side. There's a swing and a kill. That was Angel Buchanan that got that one. Buchanan with the kill for Johnson County Central. That's her second kill of the night. That was hers earlier when we were wondering.
Oh, okay.
Buchanan did have that one earlier. Beefy to serve. We're tied at 16-all. Into the net. Service error. Her dad standing right beside her, shaking his head. Don't think there aren't some nerves over there in the stands, too. 17-16. Elwood Murdoch on the service line. Riley Gordon. Smith receives the serve. To Beefy out of the back row. Got it down in the back row. She put it down. I'd like to see him go to that back row set more often. If you're a Johnson County Central fan here, you got to like what you see when they get the ball to her. Charlotte Bobadilla into serve now, the senior. for Johnson County. All tied at 17 apiece. Bobadilla, nice soft little floater here. And a nice up. Bobadilla puts it back to Beathy with a free ball that comes across. They'll set it to the left side. And a service error, attack error by Annie Backemeyer. Point Johnson County Central.
Really, Riley Rosenstock did a great job just putting her fist out to get that ball up.
This puppy's coming down to the wire. Bobadilla, her second serve. A little floater again comes across. They'll set it to the near side. On the swing, Grayson Haynes. Haynes gets a kill. I'm impressed with Elwin Murdoch tonight. They came in here knowing the odds were against them. They have not been intimidated. Hannah Bornemeyer to serve now for the Elwin Murdoch Knights. All tied at 18 apiece here in the fourth set. Bornemeyer serve. Into the net. Service error. And the service errors are starting to mount here on both teams. We've had four or five in this set alone. 19-18. Reese Carter in to serve for Johnson County. Johnson County up by one. Again, they lead it 2-1 here in the best of five series for the championship. Reese Carter to the back row. Set to the near side. Into the back. They drop it. Beathy with the kill is Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer dropped it right in front of Ashley Beathy in the back row. Ashley couldn't get down to it. Ties us up at 19-all. Annie Backemeyer serving for Elwin Murdoch. Backemeyer service to the back row. Beathy receives it. Forward. Well and set. Set to Lubin. Lubin. Oh, that'll be four hits.
Oh, was it?
There's a dink that comes across, doesn't go. They'll send it across the way for Gowdy. Tipped up by Lubin with the save. Free ball comes back across into the back corner. It's down. They got it to drop. I believe getting that one was Angel Buchanan. Buchanan just trying to save the day there. Got it to fall to the back corner. Johnson County up 20-19. I thought we had four touches here a minute ago, but I must not count well.
Well, one of them was a block.
Okay. Lubin on the serve to the back row. 20-19. There's Gowdy with a swing. Beathy with the up to Wellenschek. Molly Weber got it blocked back. Wellenschek chases it up into the stands, and the point goes to Elwood Murdoch. 20 apiece. We're tied up. Elwood Murdoch at the line. Lucy Backemeyer serving for the Knights. In danger of maybe going a fifth set here. Lucy Backemeyer with the serve. Picked up in the back row. They come to the near side. Beathy had to put it across with a free ball. Zira to the left side to Gowdy. Gowdy almost got the kill. Great dig by Smith in the back row. Again, they sent it to the left side. Beathy comes to Wallensek. Set for Beathy. Beathy, an off-balance swing. Couldn't get any power behind that one. Gowdy from the left side. Gowdy. A free ball is going to come over. Great save there by Johnson County Central. Again, the swing in the middle. The attempt to kill by Hurdle. Couldn't get it. The ball goes out. Point goes over Murdoch. Fast-paced, long, fast-paced rally here. I think all 12 players touched the ball in that rally. Lucy Backemeyer serving. Her team up by one now. 21-20. Back row. Picked up. There's Molly Weber. Weber got it down. Molly Weber in double figures for kills. She's got 10. And we're tied at 21-all. Bobadilla back into the lineup. Serving will be Molly Weber for Johnson County Central. We're going to have a timeout taken. Elwin Murdoch will step aside for 30 seconds.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got a dandy going tonight here in Tecumseh. Johnson County up 2-1. Here in the fourth set, we're tied at 21-all. Molly Weber will be serving for JCC. Tied at 21. Weber is handed the volleyball. She's in the right rear corner getting set. Now they're out on the floor with a towel here, popping up a little bit of the perspiration. And now the official tells Molly that she may proceed. Tied at 21 all. Here comes the serve. Get it over the net, young lady. Nice soft into the back. Gowdy on the near side. Free ball comes across. Wallensek. Wallensek with a set for Beasley. Beasley with a grill. Beasley put that one right in the grill of Zoe Zirit in the back row. That was a perfect set by Wallensek. 22-21. JCC up by one. Molly Weber would just like to serve this one on out. Here comes Weber's second serve. It's going to be a nice soft floater. Not taking any chances. They're going to get it over the net. Set for the far side. The swing. Tempted by Hurdle. And Hurdle will get the kill. Tied at 22. That was a big play by Hurdle, just a sophomore. A-Y-Z-L-E-E, her first name. Hurdle. James Sampson serving now. Tied at 22 all. Sampson with the serve for Elmwood Murdoch. That one is out. Service error. 23-22. Johnson County up by one. Who we got serving?
Wallensek.
Okay. Riley Wallensek, the sophomore center, serving for Johnson County. She's up 23-22. Throws it into the middle. They'll send it across. There's a swing blocked nicely by Bobadilla. Bobadilla got the block into the air. Oh, they chase it down. Lubin comes after. Beatty puts a free ball across. To the left side, in the middle, a free ball to Johnson County. Lubin forward to Wallensek. Wallensek set to Beatty. Beatty with a kill. 24-22. Set and match point coming up for Johnson County Central. Set point, match point. Riley Wallensek serving. 24-22. Coach Jim Hedger up saying, talk, girls, talk to each other. Wallensek serve into the back row. Match point on the line. Tipped into the forecourt. There's the back to Beasley for the set. Beasley with the kill. Oh, no. They got it. They saved it. Thought that one was dropping. Lubin to Wallensek. They'll set Beasley again with a kill. They got it. There it is. 25-22. Johnson, they're storming the court over here. Johnson County Central, 25-22. And the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are the 2025 ECNC Conference Tournament Champions, winning 3-1 over Elmwood Murdoch. But I tell you, I have to tip my hat to the young ladies from Elmwood Murdoch. The Knights showed up to play, and they gave it their all. They absolutely pushed Johnson County Central to the limit here, falling 3-1. Our congratulations to Elmwood Murdoch on their second place finish here in the tournament, and of course to Johnson County Central as they win the tournament championship 3-1 here over Elmwood Murdoch. Don't go away. We'll be back with the postgame wrap of tonight's broadcast after this 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with more here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Thunderbirds. Winter's on the way. Are you ready? Cheap Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Cheap Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Nemaha County Hospital always cares about our health and our safety. That's why they want to remind us that they offer a secure, MedSafe drop box to discard unused or out-of-date medications.
You'll find it just inside the emergency room entrance. Medications must be placed directly into the drop box by the person in possession of them and not handed to a hospital employee. Protect your family and protect our community. Dispose of medications safely. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back inside Johnson County Central High School, where the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds have just picked up a 3-1 win in the Conference Championship Tournament here at the ECNC Conference Championship. Joining me now is Sunny 101.3's Dylan Hendricks. Dylan, you've been down on the end of the table here watching this volleyball game. Your thoughts and your impressions on this one?
You know, Andy, that one really felt like a postseason volleyball match, and I know we're not quite there yet, but that Elmwynn Murdoch team is only going to get better as the season goes along. And one thing they did really well tonight, I thought, was take advantage of situations where BC was in the back row. A lot of their runs happened when BC was in the back row, and for Johnson County Central, it's something I think you have to work on kind of moving forward. When Ashley's in that back row, how do you get out of that rotation? How do you get her back into the front row, and limit the damage when she's back there?
Well, you talk about Beatty. We mentioned this during the broadcast. Ashley had 21 kills Monday night, 19 kills Tuesday night, so she finished up tonight with 24. 64 kills in three matches. Not a bad job either by Harley Lubin. Lubin ended up with 15 tonight. She had 7 and then 14 and then 15, so they saved the best for last. But we got to talk about Molly Weber. Weber is kind of the unsung. She sits off there, and you don't pay much attention to what she's doing because everybody's watching Lubin and Beefy. All Molly Weber did was came up with 10 more kills with the 10 that she got Tuesday night. So it was a team effort to get this win. And, you know, I talked to a lot of Johnson County Central friends the last day or two here. Everybody was expecting Freeman to be in this championship match. And then Elmwynn Murdoch steps up and upsets the Freeman Falcons, earning their way into the championship. And I think maybe there was just a little bit of a relief. Well, okay, we don't have to play Freeman. Well, Elmwynn Murdoch showed why they were supposed to be here tonight. They're a good volleyball team, and they really pushed Johnson County Central to the limit.
And this will do a lot of good for the T-Birds down the road. You know, it's a team that coming into tonight, right, had only lost three sets, two of them to Freeman, and they lost another one tonight. And at the battle, here in that fourth set, winning 25-22, but that thing was knotted up at 21. It'll do the T-Birds really good down the road, having to play some of these close games because they're not all going to be easy, you know, once you get into the postseason.
I'm kind of liking this volleyball. Can we do some more?
Yeah, definitely. And my reminder, be sure to check in with us on Saturday for the Pioneer Conference Volleyball Tournament. We're going to be broadcasting third place and championship action from Wymore. That third place game will feature the Finger Heart Islanders taking on the Bonnie City Indians at 2 p.m. Pre-game for that one will start at 1:50. Then we'll follow that up with another championship match, Johnson Brock. Going to take on Exeter Milligan Fred, EMF, starting around 4. That's Pioneer Conference Tournament Volleyball this Saturday here on Sunny 101.3.
So we have volleyball tonight. We've got all this volleyball coming up Saturday. Tomorrow's Friday. Something I can do there for you tomorrow.
Back to Friday Night Lights. And Randy, it's just another big match. It'll feel like the postseason. The Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Syracuse Rockets and what is going to be a district championship game. The winner for that one likely to win the C11 district for football.
Well, Auburn's an interesting team. That football team dropped their first four games of the season. They dropped their first four, and then they come back and win three in a row once they get into district play. So they're on a roll right now, 3-0. We all know about Syracuse. They're 7-0 on the season. And I'm looking for a great matchup. Blaine Behrens is going to join me for that one. Blaine will be on the air doing our color commentary. So that pregame show again will be at 6:40, kickoff at
fun, but I have to confess, when a volleyball game is over, I'm tired. It's a fast-paced sport. I love my football. I do a lot of basketball, but volleyball is really one fast-moving ball game. And a tip of the hat to the young ladies on both sides of the net here tonight, Elma Murdoch, Johnson County Central, just playing their hearts out, and they gave us some great competition. Fun stuff to do.
A great match. Postseason volleyball coming up soon. That one felt like it. BCNC Championship goes to Johnson County Central.
Yeah, you'll be able to read all about it on our MSU